What's up, guys?
Who is this?
Mr. Flappy.
Today we're going to be talking about something, a very controversial subject. Cats.
Starting with my cat, Mr. Fluffy, my adorable angel.
I have a cat named Tigger, and an artist, she's right here with me. Tigger, you're out for the audience.
Come here, Fluffy. Oh, you cute.
Okay, anyway, this subject is not controversial. We're just going to be talking about if Hamilton had a cat.
If Hamilton had a cat, I'm guessing the cat would have a wig. It's like George Washington II.
Well, I think if Hamilton had a cat, I think he would name it Philip. And act like Philip. But if the cat wanted to get in a duel, I don't think Alex would wet him.
Yeah.
And I think... if it was a girl cat, I think that she would name it...
Felipe.
She would name it...
Felipe.
Peggy.
Peggy. Oh, yeah, Peggy. And Peggy.
Well, my cat... So, here's the thing.
Okay, so either in the Hunger Games or the Game of Thrones, one of them, there's a Katniss Everdeen. And I'm guessing if someone has a cat and they are a big fan of Hunger Games or Game of Thrones, they'd name it Catnip Everdeen instead of Katniss as their... So it'd be Catnip Everdeen as their cat. Hello.
Hello.
By the way, I think at like one, I'm free to play Plunder Pirates.
Okay. Well, anyway, if Alexander Hamilton had a cat, do you think he would love the cat?
Yeah.
Scale 1 to 10.
Maybe 7.5.
I think he would treat him like royalty, and that's just me. But. So, cats, they can have blue eyes, they can have brown eyes. Most importantly, they usually have green eyes. They can be fat. Well,
what happens if a cat, what happens if your cat has orange slash yellow eyes?
That would be weird. Anyway,
because my cat is very skinny, orange. He's an orange cat. He looks like a tiger because he has stripes, and his eyes are orange slash yellow.
Okay, so the song we're going to be talking about today is One Last Time, the song where George Washington tells Alexander Hamilton he's stepping down as president and not running. And then that ends up very bad because Jefferson becomes the president.
No.
Yes.
Isn't John Adams the second president?
That was the third president.
John Adams was the second president.
Okay, Google it.
Okay, then. Let's see. Well, I can't or I'm gonna leave, but I'll Google. Let's see. Okay, Google. Let's see. U.S. President. So let's see.
Having
a podcast.
I need you to go on Google Classroom. Why? Some stuff from Miss Molliver for you on math.
Hold on. Okay, Maisie, hold on. The first one was George Washington, then John Adams.
Oh yes, because of I know him. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Wonder for me. I made a mistake. Well, I'm gonna stop recording and I will invite you again, Katrina.
Maisie, I have to leave. Maybe.
I know. It's gonna be like an hour before we can record again.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Jake's Corner coming up.
Hello, friends. Today we're going to be doing Jake Corner. Jake, what are you going to be doing today?
I'm going to be talking about the song Aaron Burr, Sir.
That's a great song. One of my favorites and the first one I ever listened to. Take it away, Jake.
Okay. So the first thing that I like to talk about is how I love how it's put together. Like, it's kind of a mix of singing and talking. From when Aaron Burr and Alexander are talking to each other and they had just...
It's like rap.
Yeah, it's like that rap singing, but it's also just them talking to each other.
Before we go any further, I'd like to note that this podcast is sponsored by AGC Wells, a.k.a. Rainwater Retirement. Okay, continue.
Sorry, just kind of change your subject. That kind of kicked me off a little bit. Anyways, I love that song Aaron Burr, Sir, but I also like I also like other songs because it still has that rap talking spirit in it. I also really like the song Alexander Hamilton because it's kind of like everybody talking to each other, but it's also kind of like everybody talking to the audience, kind of talking about Alexander Hamilton's life from a child to a grown-up.
Okay, well, is this the end of Jake's Corner?
Yes.
Okay, before we end this, I'd like to say, if you, the listener, would like to be featured in this podcast, just voice message us. Have a great day.
Voice message, hold on. Voice message, jakebrainwater@icloud.com for Gamer King and Maisie.
Well, on mine, you can just go to my podcast and press voice message. Well, anyway, have a great day, you guys. This was Jake's Corner. We'll be talking more with guest stars like Catron and Austin coming up next. And Jake, you'll be featured too.
Okay.
This is Beginner Hamofan. Beginner Hamofan. Today's Beginner Hamofan, Austin C, a.k.a. Jeff.
It's Jeffrey!
Okay, anyway, Jeff, what do you think of Hamilton?
I don't really know, because I haven't watched it in a while, so. Why don't you bring up a review?
Okay, Hamilton is a Broadway musical about Alexander Hamilton, the founding father. I'm inviting a not-so-beginner Hamilton fan to help you get to know it. Is that okay?
Okay.
And I'm making sure you know him. It's Jacob.
Okay.
Would you rather have Jacob or Raya?
Jacob.
Okay. I don't know if she's going to get on. But I'll just talk about. So, Hamilton was from the Caribbean, and then he came into New York. He was kind of didn't know when to shut up, like a few people I know. Anyway.
Oh, shut up.
He ended up being very successful. And that's what the whole musical was very about, except for the last song where he dies. Well, just talking about Hamilton in this subject, we're also talking about dogs versus cats.
Hmm, that's funny. My teacher asked the same question, like, the other day.
So, which do you like better?
Dogs.
Okay, and why?
I just like dogs because they're bigger and they'll play with me more often.
Yeah, and you can take them to the lake and stuff.
And also because my dog can take a hit. However, a cat cannot.
Yeah, probably. My old dog could definitely take a hit, but my cat right now...
It would just be instant death.
Well, we're also going to be talking about... This is just a commercial. PTSD. PTSD can happen to anyone. I did a school project on it, but now we're still raising money. It can happen to anyone, and girls are most likely to get it than boys. It happens when you have a traumatic death. Traumatic event, and 27% of people who have it commit suicide. Okay, continue. That's the end of Beginner Hamilton.